Hello, and welcome back to the Say Hello to Mrs. O blog audio series on burnout as a caregiver, specifically as a mother. In this third and final installment of the series, I'll be recapping my conversation with Jamie Harry, LCSW, owner and founder of True Essence Wellness, PLLC, and Duke Certified Integrated Health and Wellness Coach. As with my previous conversations on this topic, Jamie and I discussed something that so many parents, myself included, wrestle with every single day, the feeling of always being on creating healthy digital boundaries without guilt. Jamie began by proposing the idea of identifying the boundary you need. Is your phone a distraction? Are endless emails pulling you into overwhelm? Do group chats or social media tug on insecurities you'd rather not feed? Once you know your why, you can design your how. Practical implementation techniques Jamie suggested, including things like limiting your time on certain platforms, or maybe it's telling your circle, I'm stepping back a bit. I won't respond to messages between 6 p.m. and 8 a.m. You don't owe everyone the reason, but you can ask for their support. She also emphasized that a boundary isn't just a sentence you say. It's a system you set up to protect yourself. Put your phone on do not disturb. Set your email to auto reply after hours, noting a statement thanking the sender for their message and letting them know you've left the office for the evening, but will reply to their email when you return. Put an app on your phone to lock you out of social media without a code. The key, Jamie asserted, is to communicate the boundary and then actually hold it. On juggling competing demands when everything feels urgent, Jamie and I discussed outsourcing certain tasks, but Jamie did acknowledge the reality that not everyone can hire help. She profoundly went on to say that outsourcing isn't just about money, it's also about creativity. Outsourcing could mean grocery delivery instead of a store run, or giving yourself permission to let the house be messy for a week while you handle something bigger. It's looking around and asking, who can help me with this? Even in small ways, like a friend watching your child while you fold laundry or do some other chore or task. Prioritize and create systems. For example, certain tasks get done on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Jamie also mentioned tactics like putting the laundry basket out of the way if keeping it out of sight helps with anxiety. And maybe most importantly, Jamie encouraged redefining expectations. Ask yourself, who set this standard I'm trying to meet? Was it me, or was it handed to me by someone else? If it wasn't yours to begin with, maybe it's time to let it go. She went on to state that busy moms should step into our own expectations and recommended using productivity tools like the Eisenhower Matrix for household matters and not just work or corporate tasks. She advised to give ourselves permission to just live. We should reframe how we think about our space and our parenting. Jamie and I also discussed handling unsolicited mothering comparisons and advice from sometimes well-meaning and unaware family members and friends. Jamie's recommendation is that we should sit in gratitude for others giving comparison advice of how they were able to do this and do that as a mom and give that back to them. You can reply with phrases like, I love that for you. This helps remove some of that comparison trait. I love that you have that type of strength. You can follow that with asking them, how is or how was that experience for you? This takes the focus off of you and allows them an opportunity to be reflective. Chances are, in their reflection about their experience, they will find it's not been as easy as they are attempting to make it seem. On mentally switching gears between work and caregiving, for Jamie, the shift starts with an intentional pause. Close the laptop, take a deep breath, affirm yourself. You did a great job today. Then ask, what do I need right now to show up well for my family? It might be a shower, a snack, or 10 quiet minutes to reset. Do a body scan to reveal where there is tension in your body and identify what you need to do to release that tension. It's a ritual of telling your nervous system, we're shifting now. It's safe to slow down. On reframing guilt, especially for moms around seeking help, Jamie said something I'll never forget. Just because we can carry it doesn't mean it's not heavy. So many of us inherited the idea that we should be able to handle it all. But much of that pressure was never truly ours. It came from someone else's script. And it's okay to rewrite that script. On breaking the myth that good parenting is doing it all or being constantly available, Jamie's advice was simple but sharp. Who told you that? And if someone did, why are you trusting them with your parenting blueprint? Final note, Jamie gives parents who are overwhelmed but pushing through, remember, just because you can carry it doesn't mean it's not heavy. Just because you can push through doesn't mean you should. Go to therapy. Release what isn't yours to carry. Invite support into the conversation with your partner, your family, and your friends. Mic drop. Such great advice and such words of wisdom. It was such a pleasure speaking with Jamie and learning from her. Our conversation was so powerful. For more information on Jamie and the amazing work she is doing, visit her website, jamieharry.com. That's JAIMEHARRY.com. And follow her on Instagram at IamJamieHarry. Sitting with all three of these conversations, I kept thinking back to that day at church, the way I could barely keep the tears from spilling over. Because the truth is, most of us don't break down because we're weak. We break down because we've been strong for too long without a place to set it all down. If you're feeling stretched so thin you can barely breathe, I want you to know you are not alone and you are not failing. You are carrying more than anyone can see. And still, here you are, loving your family the best you can. But love isn't just about giving. It's also about modeling. When you draw a boundary, when you ask for help, when you pause to care for yourself, you're teaching your children that your needs matter too. You're showing them that strength isn't silent suffering. It's knowing when to reach for a hand. So maybe today you don't have to do it all. Maybe today you let the laundry wait. You silence the group chat. You take 5 deep breaths before you walk through the door. Because parenting isn't about being perfect or always available. It's about being present. And that starts with giving yourself permission to be human. I hope this helped you. I hope it uplifted you and or inspired you. Thank you for listening. Until next time, XOXO, Mrs. O.